welcome all who have come tonight to the little gospel meeting here. There's quite a few away today. Some away for 2.5 weeks, maybe. But we're glad for everyone who has come tonight. And we'll read, please, in the book of the Acts. Book of the Acts, New Testament. In verse 9, or chapter 9, in verse 1, two men here, we might read about Saul in this chapter, and we might go back to the last chapter, the Ethiopian eunuch. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. See, if we'd have read back a little farther, the first of the last chapter, and maybe the last of chapter 7, we'd have read about Saul and how he was consenting unto the death of Stephen. Stephen was the first martyr, first Christian martyr. And Saul was persecuting the Christians. So he went on to the chief priests and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, or that's any believers in Christ, whether there were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. See, God was probably speaking to Saul when he was consenting unto the death of Stephen. And likely, he was likely remembering what Stephen said. Stephen said just before he died, he said, Lord, there are people stoning Stephen. And Stephen said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Before that, Stephen had said, I see heaven opened. He looked up and he said, I see heaven opened and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So that probably was bothering Saul in the conscience. And then suddenly, when he was on this road to Damascus at noon, it was noontime, I believe, it says here in some place, and the voice from heaven said it was a bright light, and there's a voice from heaven, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. See, Saul didn't believe that Jesus was God's son. Saul thought the Lord Jesus was an impostor. But now he realizes this is Jesus, whom the Jewish nation and the Romans had crucified, and I was so against him. Now he realizes this is Jesus speaking from heaven. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, no longer a proud man like he was before. He, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Notice he calls him Lord. He calls Jesus Lord. What wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice. But I don't think they could understand what the voice was saying. But seeing no man, they didn't see or know where the voice was coming from, really. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. So Saul was blinded by the brightness of that light. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. No, I don't believe it tells about any other person in the Bible what God told Ananias about Saul. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. But then Saul was persecuting Christians, seeking to deliver them to death because they were Christians. So he was going to have to suffer. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. Here Saul was on his way to Damascus to arrest believers, to bring them to prison, to bring them to Jerusalem, to be put to death. But the God in heaven changed Saul that day. This is not mere reformation that men could do, reforming somebody's life. This was a change from the inside out. Saul was on that road, and that bright light from heaven, and he fell to the earth. God saved that man that day, and there was a great change in his life. 180-degree turn. He repented. And if you profess to have salvation, and if there's no change in your life, well, maybe you should search your foundation. Saul, there was a 180-degree turn in his life. Oh, he still kept going. He still kept going to Damascus. But he was a changed man. He wasn't going to Damascus to arrest Christians and bring them to prison to suffer for Christ. He was going to Damascus to wait. And I think it says there he was praying when he was waiting. And he was waiting for a man to come and give him back his sight. And he was baptized as a public confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one whom he had been persecuting. When he was persecuting Christians, he was really persecuting Christ. Maybe we'll read about Ethiopian eunuch too, in chapter 8 and verse 26. This man eunuch had come up to Jerusalem. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Philip was another one of the disciples, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Now, Saul, that we read about, he was a man of Israel, and he was trying to stamp out the name of Christ before that day that he was going to Damascus. But here was a man from another country. People would term him a heathen from, I believe Ethiopia was in Africa. So he had come a long ways. And he had come to search for something. He had heard about the God of Israel. Probably even heard about how the God of Israel delivered his people Israel out of Egypt. And how he brought them to the land of Canaan. And all the miracles. He must have heard something to make him go all the way to Jerusalem to find out about this God of Israel. It says there he had the charge of all the treasure of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. He had come to Jerusalem for to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. We don't know really how much he heard in Jerusalem, but he got something very valuable. He got a copy of the book of Isaiah. And then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Now, I never really thought of this before, but I wonder what language he got that book of Isaiah in. Was it in the Hebrew language? He must have been quite a learned man if he could read Hebrew from way down in Ethiopia. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him so he could read the words, but he couldn't really understand what they meant. If we read in Peter, it talks about the prophets who spoke before of Christ. God told them what to write down about Christ that should come. But it said that some of them couldn't understand really what they were writing about Christ, about the Messiah that would come. Because it was all in the future. So here is a man from Ethiopia, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah, and is sometimes termed the gospel of the Old Testament, Isaiah. So he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before her shears, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? That'd be quite an opportunity for a gospel preacher to come to someone and ask him this question, wouldn't it? This man was looking for whatever this was talking about. He was looking for God's salvation. He was searching for truth. Then Philip, in verse 35, opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. He didn't preach to him, you know, you have to go and do good works, or you have to pray, or pay money, pay your tithes. or go on a pilgrimage to Mecca. He just preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came onto a certain water. Maybe Philip was still preaching, like he was. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, but the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. We think of a man who had gone all the way to Jerusalem, hundreds of miles, like he went in that chariot. And he didn't get what he was looking for there. He didn't get peace, but he was reading the scriptures and going through that desert. And God sent a man just to explain to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. That man got saved, and he went on his way. It says, after he was baptized, he went on his way rejoicing. These men were completely opposite. Saul, in chapter 9, was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. God saved him that day. And the eunuch, he was reading the scriptures, looking for truth. And God saved him that day. The day that, and God could save you in your seat where you are if you're not saved tonight, if you don't know the Savior. God could save you in a moment of time through simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's almost 52 years. I think for Paul it's 42, isn't it, since you got saved? 42, last February or something, or January? Next month, in July, this stuff next month, months are going so fast, July the 20th, I simply trusted the Lord Jesus. We were going to meetings down in Poplar Grove in Dent Elan's yard. He let them use his yard for the little portable hall. I don't know if that man ever gets saved. It doesn't look like it, the way he talked when he was older. But he let them have gospel meetings in his yard. And Mr. McCracken and Mr. Reardon were having meetings. And that night I got saved, I simply realized. I used to wonder, how could I know and I believed enough? But I simply realized Jesus is able to take me to heaven. And I simply rested in the person of Christ. That night I simply had my sins forgiven. Didn't know much about all that had happened to me then, but I found out later on. Thank you tonight for coming to hear the gospel.